Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers, with the situation getting far more worse than what it was, and with the resurgence and the spread of this virus, there are two things that we should remember. One is we adopt the means, and whatever measures there are, we adopt them. This is a Quranic and a prophetic injunction. It's part of Sharia that you adopt the means. But at the same time, we should not allow the fear or the situation to cripple us and paralyze us to the point where we suffer now from anxiety, hysteria, and we become psychologically crippled and psychologically paralyzed. Sometimes it's a natural reaction. We are seeing and we are hearing, and it's a reality. And people say, well, it's a natural fear that I have. Naturally, it's my reaction to what I'm seeing, to what I'm hearing, to what I'm witnessing in my own family. So in order to combat that natural fear or that reaction that creates anxiety and that creates fear and stress, you find that in spiritual activity. If you look at the mother of Musa alayhi salam, she adopted the means. What was the means? She took the child, placed the child in the box or in the basket, and she placed the child in the river Nile. That was the means. And then Allah said, naturally there was a reaction. She was saddened, she was overtaken by anxiety, by worry, by fear. Allah says, لَوْلَا أَرَّبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهَا. We then fortified her heart. So that calmness and that inner peace and serenity with all that's happening around you and with you adopting the means, that only comes from Allah. That inner calmness. You see what is happening around you, but you are cool, calm and collected. There's inner peace and serenity. That comes from Allah. So now what you do, spend more time speaking to Allah. Spend more time on your musalla. Wake up at night. If you can't, then before you go to bed, pray 2 rakats tahajjud salah. Speak more to Allah. More dua, more dhikr. It's opportunity for a believer. And you will see, no matter what is happening around you, while you are adopting the means, you will experience inner peace, inner contentment, and inner satisfaction. May Allah grant us the understanding.